And congratulations are in order to Luke May, Tar Heel basketball star. Tyler Hansborough back in 2009 won the Senior Class Award. He was the only other Tar Heel basketball player to win that honor until today when the Senior Class Award got announced. It goes to Luke May this year. That is a national award which goes to one senior who excels in classroom, community, character, and competition. Now, right now, according to UNC's official criteria, the Senior Class Award is not a qualification to get your jersey put up in the rafters of the Smith Center, but there is a change.org petition that would change that, or is trying to change that. Tom Jensen, who you know as the Director of Public Policy Polling, we spoke with him yesterday. He's also a Tar Heel Athletics superfan, and he is the one who's responsible for that change.org petition trying to get UNC to recognize Luke May, not just for performance on the court, but for performance off the court as well. And he joins us now on the phone. Tom, thanks for being with us today.
Hey, Aaron. Good to be with you.
So the change.org petition got started earlier today, right? What's the reaction been so far?
Well, so far in just a few hours having this petition up, we've had over 100 people sign it, and certainly would like to see as many Tar Heel fans who would like to see Luke May's jersey in the rafters as possible, go ahead and sign this petition. What I'm going to do is leave it up for a week or a week and a half, and then they have a way that you can actually print off a physical copy of all the signatures. So after I've given it time for as many people who are interested in signing it as possible to do so, I'm going to mail it to the athletic or to the basketball office just so that people know how much support there is for recognizing that this award that Luke May has won is something that makes him worthy of having his jersey in the rafters.
Yeah, and certainly, and I know in the petition it talks about the Carolina way, and the Carolina way has always been about performance not just on the court but off the court as well. And the criteria right now to get your jersey up in the rafters is all about on the court performance, right? You win certain awards, you get certain honors, you take your team a certain distance, but the performance off the court, character and classroom and everything else that goes into this particular award, that's worthy of recognition as well.
Yeah, and I think something that's worth noting is that Luke came awfully close to matching the current criteria for getting yourself in the rafters just based on what he did on the court. If you're even a second-team All-American, that'll get you in the rafters. And Luke last year was a third-team All-American. He was an all-ACC player the last couple of years, and of course none of us will ever forget the shot that he made to beat Kentucky and get us into the 2017 Final Four and the eventual national championship. But really what he's done on the in the classroom and in the community really is one of the more remarkable records of anybody who's ever passed through our program. Two-time academic All-American at the national level, two-time winner of the Skip Prosser Award given to the ACC's top scholar athlete. And then Adam Lucas had a great article last month about how active Luke's been with UNC Children's Hospital and going to brighten up the kids' days, even sometimes on game days. And just to give you a sense of sort of how strongly qualified Luke was to win this award and really what a slam dunk it was in my mind, this whole petition that I wrote to put him in the rafters for winning the award, I wrote it 4 days ago, even though they were 10 finalists for this award, because when you looked at the criteria for who wins this award and when you looked at who the other finalists were, Luke May rose so far and above the rest of the field when it came to what goes into winning this honor that I was sure I wasn't wasting my time by going ahead and doing this. And the fact that he would be so far ahead of the field like that, I think, really just says a lot about how much he deserves to be honored permanently at the Dean Dome.
And I think there's something to be said for adding additional criteria, too, for being an academic All-American or winning the Skip Prosser Award or hitting a last-second game-winning shot in the Elite Eight or beyond would probably get a lot of support for getting your jersey up in the rafters as well. Speaking with Tom Jensen, the petition is up now at change.org. Where can people, what's the best way that people can find it on change.org?
I think if people just go to change.org, there's something at the top of the front page where you can search for petitions. And if you just enter Luke May, it comes right up. We also have a direct link to it on our company Twitter account at PPP Polls. One sort of part of the ethic of our polling company is we are a Democratic polling company, and we're blue in that sense, and we are also very much a Tar Heel polling company, blue in that sense as well. So sometimes if we have some UNC-related content we need to push out, we'll do that on our Twitter so people can get the petition there as well.
Awesome. Have you heard from anyone at UNC yet?
I have heard some people from some people in the athletic department that they think the petition's really cool, and they went ahead and signed it. Not necessarily people that have the power to make the decision, but again, we already have over 100 signatures, and hopefully we'll be able to get that up here over the next week to 200 or 300 and maybe get the program to give some serious consideration to doing it. Obviously, all of us Tar Heel fans wish that we were playing basketball this weekend, but in the instance that we're not, I think that this is a nice effort that people can sort of unify around something positive related to Carolina basketball this weekend, and maybe ensure that one of the best Tar Heels that that we've had go through the program in recent years gets the sort of recognition he deserves.
Again, you can head to change.org, search for Luke May, and it should come right up, and you've got about a week or so to sign that petition and send the word to UNC. We'll also get the link to the petition directly up on the AaronKeckShow.com later on today. Tom Jensen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.